Reading is for everyone. The Macomb Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped at CMPL Spring 2017 Newsletter. Libraries Without Walls. Libraries Without Walls 2017. Come see the possibilities in a one-day adaptive technology conference sponsored by the Bureau of Services for Blind Persons, BSBP, Braille and Talking Book Library, BTBL, to be held in Lansing on Tuesday, June 13th. Keynote speaker Larry Lewis of Flying Blind will discuss adaptive technology applications in the workplace environment, including cloud computing. The cost is $15, which includes lunch as well as morning and afternoon refreshments. Look for the Libraries Without Walls 2017 registration brochure in your mailbox in early May. This conference is supported by the State of Michigan and the Library of Michigan Foundation. When? Tuesday, June 13th from 9:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. Where? The Lansing Community College West Campus, 5708 Cornerstone Drive, Lansing, Michigan, 48917. Breath Switch Available. The USB Breath Switch permits patrons to use sip and puff actions to control the digital talking book machine. Using their breath, patrons may operate all buttons and functions with the exception of the power on-off feature. This unit is intended for patrons who are unable to operate the buttons on the machine. You must complete an application form prior to obtaining the switch. Please call the library at 586-286-1580 for a form or further details. You can contact the Macomb Library for the Blind by phone 586-286-1580, toll free 855-203-5274, and by email at mlbph@cmpl.org. The Clinton Macomb Public Library hours are Monday through Thursday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., Friday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., Sunday, 12 to 6 p.m. The website for the Macomb Library for the Blind, www.cmpl.org/mlbph. Sharon's Corner. They've arrived. The new computers are here and ready for your learning pleasure. We have installed new HP desktop computers with Windows 10 and Microsoft Word and Excel 2016. The JAWS, ZoomText, and NVDA programs have been installed to make the use of the computer accessible to people with visual impairments. As you may know, JAWS and NVDA are both screen reading programs, and ZoomText is a screen magnification program. One of the computers has a 32-inch monitor for use with the screen magnification software. We are still offering individual computer lessons for those patrons who want to start learning from the beginning, as well as those who want to explore the new Windows system. Please call to set up a lesson at the library or over the phone. Ask for Sharon at 586-286-1580. Also, I am always willing to learn something new, and it is even more fun when I can learn from my students. One of my current students told me about a feature in my iPhone that I was not yet aware of. Did you know that there is a magnifying feature that uses the camera as a video magnifier? This feature is accessed in the settings area under the general and then the accessibility settings. When the magnifier is activated, you can use the camera and screen to magnify text. Other features include changing contrast, magnification, power, and focus. You can also take pictures of a text and then save it to your iPhone. This feature acts like a handheld video magnifier, which we also demonstrate and allow you to borrow here at the library. To learn this feature and to perhaps locate other features on your iPhone, please contact the library to set up a phone or in-person lesson. Again, ask for Sharon at 586-286-1580. Music cassettes to a good home. Our patron, Lawrence, would like to offer some cassettes to any takers interested in the following: classical music, old radio programs, and audiobooks. Please call Lawrence for details at 586-879-6114. Bard Express is here. A great new enhancement has arrived for all Braille and audio reading download. Bard website users that will make downloading audiobooks to your computer easier. Bard Express will automatically unzip and transfer your audiobook file to a flash drive or cartridge. It also offers searching and sorting options. This program is for Windows computers only. Other systems like Mac, Apple iOS, and Android perform the same service automatically. Bard is available to all our patrons. You just need to register on the Bard website in order to have an account. As always, please feel free to call the library for further details at 586-286-1580 or toll free at 855-203-5274. For those of you already on Bard, the main page features details on how to download Bard Express to your computer, as well as answers to frequently asked questions and how-to videos. Of course, you may also call us at the library for additional help. Computer tutoring at library. Do not let vision issues stand in your way of using a computer or any digital device such as an iPhone or iPad. Our computer tutor, Sharon, can provide you with help in learning how technology can assist you to connect to the internet or with friends and family. Tutoring sessions are held at the library or in some cases by phone. These free sessions are one-on-one for an hour. To set up an appointment, please call the library at 586-286-1580 or toll-free at 855-203-5274. Macomb Blind Bowling League. The Macomb Blind Bowling League offers fun and friendship for visually impaired, blind, and sighted bowlers. The group meets on Wednesdays from 11:30 a.m. until 3 p.m. at Fraser Lanes. The cost is $10 per week. Besides bowling, there are 50-50 raffles, mystery jackpots, and an end-of-season banquet. 8 different Lions clubs sponsor the league. The league invites sighted persons to join in the fun of bowling and to help with scorekeeping and pin placement. To join and to get information, please call Frank at 586-465-6694. Reader recommendations. Lawrence Robbins recommends Better Than Fiction, True Travel Tales from Great Fiction Writers by Don George. Collection of 32 essays by authors of fiction about their travel adventures include stories from Joyce Carol Oates, author of Black Dahlia and White Rose, Alexander McCall Smith, author of Trains and Lovers, Isabel Allende, author of My Invented Country, and more. Lawrence says this is a very interesting book. If you like travel books and are an armchair traveler, you will really like this book. DB 84195. The title, Better Than Fiction. Lawrence also recommends, And That's How I See It, Selected Commentaries by Larry P. Johnson. two collections of columns published in the San Antonio, Texas Express News by the author of Mexico by Touch and Inside My World, a persuasive advocate for disability rights and an incurable optimist. Johnson's often humorous personal views range from driverless cars and talking ATMs to self-reliance, gratitude, and overcoming adversity. Lawrence finds this writer and his articles to be very positive. DB85062. The title, And That's How I See It. James Rutt recommends In Tune with Wedding Bells by Grace Livingston Hill. Reuben Remington is about to embark on a month-long vacation when co-worker Jillian Guthrie faints at her desk and needs to be taken to the hospital. But she will not go until she knows someone will take care of Noel, her 5-year-old brother. Having no specific holiday plans, Reuben volunteers. Attracted to Noel's religious beliefs, Reuben soon finds faith in God is important in his life, as are Jillian and Noel. James says the narrator does a wonderful job. The book is very good and exciting. It discusses the power of prayer. DB36841, the title, In Tune with Wedding Bells. Rita Taylor says Victoria Thompson's series, Gaslight Mysteries, is for anyone who loves mysteries. Rita listened twice and the story was even better the second time around. Start with the first 3 books in the series, Murder on Astor Place, Murder on St. Mark's Place, Murder on Gramercy Park. These books feature young widowed Sarah Brandt, who works as a midwife in turn of the 20th century New York City. She assists Sergeant Frank Malloy when a young acquaintance is murdered in a boarding house. They continue their unofficial teamwork with other murders. DB80853, all contained on one cartridge, the first 3 books in the series Gaslight Mysteries. Rita strongly recommends Red Door, an Inspector Ian Rutledge mystery by Charles Todd. Scotland Yard Inspector Ian Rutledge investigates both the disappearance of a missionary chaplain from an infirmary and the murder of a war widow who shares Teller's surname and may be related. Connecting the two incidents uncovers Teller family secrets. Rita says this is the type of mystery that you cannot put down and you cannot fast forward through because you do not want to miss a thing. For a mystery, it is too much fun. DB76529. The title, Red Door, an Inspector Ian Rutledge mystery.
Susan Perry notes that the book, For the Benefit of Those Who See, Dispatches from the World of the Blind by Rosemary Mahoney, exposes readers to the blind and visually impaired culture. An educator describes her experience teaching at a school for the blind in India. It details her fears and the challenges of translating the sighted world for her students. This book is available in both audio and Braille. For the Benefit of Those Who See by Rosemary Mahoney. DB77851 and BR20456. Jean Wheeler suggests the book Look Again by Lisa Scodellini. Reporter Ellen Gleason adopted her son Will when he was an 18-month-old heart patient. When Will is 3 years old, Ellen is shocked to see the picture of a missing child who looks exactly like Will. Ellen secretly investigates the other child's family. Some violence and some strong language. Jean says there is a lot to this book and a lot to think about while reading it. Look Again by Lisa Scodellini, DB68905. Donna Rainey recommends When the Cypress Whispers by Yvette Corporan. Greek-American restaurateur and widow Daphne travels to the Greek island of Arachusa with her young daughter to prepare for her wedding. While there, she learns her beloved grandmother's history and reconnects with her own past as she rethinks her future. Donna says the author had a way to make these people come alive. It is an extremely well-researched book. When the Cypress Whispers by Yvette Corporan, DB 82524. Irma Brown recommends Defend and Betray by Anne Perry. At a dinner party, Thaddeus Carlyon fell over a stair banister, landing on a suit of armor. But it wasn't the fall that killed him. Someone stabbed him after he fell. His wife Alexandra claims responsibility, but Carlyon's sister Edith does not believe her and calls upon her friend Hester Latterly for help. Hester enlists Inspector William Monk and Barrister Oliver Rathbone, who uncover shocking circumstances during the trial. Irma thought at first that she would not like the book, but after a while she became so interested she now recommends it. Defend and Betray by Anne Perry, DB 37192. Robert Gillenkirk suggests reading Porch Lights by Dorothea Frank. Newly widowed Jackie McMullen and her 10-year-old son Charlie retreat to Sullivan's Island, South Carolina, for the summer. They are welcomed by Jackie's separated parents, her old friends, and new neighbor, Dr. Stephen Lofker. But in the fall, Charlie refuses to return to New York. Robert says this is a wonderful, funny, informative, and moving book. Porch Lights by Dorothea Frank, DB 75093. Assistive Technology Demonstrations. If you are wondering what types of devices are available to make daily life just a little easier, please consider setting up an appointment for a hands-on demonstration at the library. Items demonstrated include check writing guides, video magnifiers, lamps, as well as other items available to assist a person with vision issues. The Michigan Disability Rights Coalition sponsors this free one-on-one demonstration program. Please call the library to set up an appointment at 586-286-1580 or toll free at 855-203-5274. A word about newsletters. You should be receiving a print copy of this newsletter, the Macomb Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped newsletter, 3 times a year. We have a fall, winter, and summer edition. Our newsletter keeps you up to date on what is happening at the Macomb Library for the Blind. Although we mail out large print copies of our newsletter, we want you to know there are alternative ways of receiving these issues. Our website contains current and back copies of the newsletter, both in PDF and audio format. The direct link is http://cmpl.org/mlbph/newsletter. In some cases, we are able to mail an audio version on cartridge that you can listen to on your player and return to us when finished. In addition, you should be receiving another newsletter called In Focus, which comes from our parent library, the Braille and Talking Book Library in Lansing. This newsletter comes out 4 times a year and keeps you up to date on what is happening around the state of Michigan and at our Lansing Braille and Talking Book Library. Both newsletters have helpful information that will keep you informed about your library services. If you ever have questions about our library or are interested in alternative formats of the newsletters, call the library at 586-286-1580 or toll free at 855-203-5274. Vision Network Group back for summer. Our Vision Network Group will meet again in June, July, and August 2017 at the library. We are looking forward to these informal get-togethers of our patrons who are blind or have low vision to discuss issues of interest and share experiences. We meet at the Clinton Macomb Public Library's main library at 40900 Romeo Plank Road in Clinton Township. The library is located on the corner of Romeo Plank and Canal Road. We'll meet on the following dates: June 6 and 27, July 11 and 25, August 8 and 22. The meetings begin at 10 a.m. and run until noon. Speakers are often featured, but there are also open meetings where members can discuss questions or concerns they might have stemming from vision issues. Registration is not required, and you do not have to attend every meeting. For those patrons who are unable to attend meetings in person, we have an alternate group for you to join. The Vision Network group meets by phone on the third Monday of every month from 10 a.m. until 11:30 a.m. Just before 10 a.m. on the third Monday of the month, call the following phone number, 712-770-4700, and when prompted, enter code 465124. You will join a conference call with other library patrons, along with our moderator, Sharon. This phone conference group is informal, and members discuss issues of interest to the low vision or blind community. Members often share their experiences, which prove helpful to the rest of the group. Registration is not required. If you would like more information on these meetings, please call the library at 586-286-1580. Summer Reading Contest. It is time to try your luck with this summer's reading contest by choosing a number. When you call us to join the contest, starting Monday, June 19th, we will have you pick a number that corresponds to a title of a book. We will send that book to you, and when you finish it, you'll call us and rate the book. We will put your name in for a $25 Visa gift card drawing. One entry per person, and we will draw four winners. The contest will end on August 21, with winners to be notified that week. Congratulations to our Winter Reading Contest winners, Florence, Betty, Jean, and John. In Memoriam, Linda S. Champion. Linda S. Champion was our Outstanding Director for the Macomb Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped from 1989 until 2000. She passed away on April 2, 2017, after a heroic fight with cancer. Linda worked her way up through the ranks of the Macomb County Library while earning her Master of Science in Library Science degree. She had a passion for assisting patrons who were unable to read conventional print due to a visual or physical impairment. During her tenure as Director of the Macomb County Library for the Blind, Linda instituted a wide array of unique services, always keeping the patron's best interests in mind. Linda constantly wrote and won grants that funded various programs through the years. Linda also fostered support groups at the library and joined many organizations that networked with agencies that aided people with visual and hearing challenges. She also won many NACO awards, National Association of Counties, for ideas she implemented at the Macomb Library for the Blind. Linda had boundless enthusiasm for her work and for life, which was infectious to all who knew her. We will miss her. Macomb Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped is a public service of the Macomb County Board of Commissioners. This concludes the Spring 2017 Reading is for Everyone, Macomb Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped newsletter. Please remember to return your cartridge when you are done listening to it so that we can reuse it. Thank you.